How to Make Your Home a Marriage Sanctuary by Jennifer Waddle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 32:2. Each will be like a hiding place from the wind, a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry place, like the shade of a great rock in a weary land. In the first few verses of Isaiah 32, the Bible describes a king reigning in righteousness and princes ruling in justice. Those verses are followed by a beautiful description of the safe haven that's provided under their faithful leadership. What if our homes became like that beautiful description? A sanctuary of safety would be cultivated by creating a shelter from life's storms, a hiding place from the wind, a shade for our weariness. For many married couples in today's culture, and even in the church, the words marriage and sanctuary don't go hand in hand. After all, the term sanctuary is described as a place of refuge, retreat, and security. Sadly, many marriages do not fit this profile, nor do they foster a sense of sanctuary in their homes. But don't be discouraged. You can turn the tide of today's culture and not only revitalize your marriage into a thriving, healthy state, but also make your home a place of retreat. If your home is a place you'd rather avoid due to unsettled tensions, make every effort to turn it into a safe haven of peace and rest for your marriage. Here are a few practical ideas to make that happen. Don't go to bed angry. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Ephesians 4:26. Be honest without being hurtful. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly. Proverbs 15:1-2. Receive your spouse warmly. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:1-3. No matter the current temperature of your marriage dynamic, you can make your home a sanctuary. To promote a sense of refuge and security in your marriage, choose one of the above areas and begin to create a home that is a beautiful haven. It may be one of the most important things you could do for your marriage and your home.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.